So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. 3 years ago, University City residents were hit by devastating flooding along the River De Pere. Now there's a new alert system that uses automated rain gauges. I got more details from University City Fire Chief Bill Henson.
We have sensors, three sensors. One is northwest of University City and Olivet to give us a pre-warning because the River De Pere has two branches. One comes from the northwest area, one comes from the western side of our town. They meet in the middle of our town. So the first pre-warning system measures the rainfall. What we measure it off of is the rain per hour, inches per hour. So in past history, 1.5 inches in an hour causes flooding in U-City.
How do these gauges work as far as then what does it trigger for an alert for the public?
The gauges alert all of the command staff for the police department and the command staff for the fire department. When it reaches that level, at that time, we put out flood warnings over the Code Red system that is available to all U-City residents free of charge. And the Code Red system allows us as the command staff to, if we use it along with the radar and weather reports to decide just how bad it may be, and then we can geocache the area at which may flood and put out the warnings to them areas.
Now, these Code Red alerts, are those the ones that go out to people's cell phones?
Correct. When you sign up for this, you can sign up to where it rings a landline, send you an email, a text message, and a phone message over your cell phone also. You have the option of how you want to get it. Most people just select all on that so that they get it no matter what.
Was this a response to some of the really catastrophic flooding that University City saw along the River De Pere back, what was that, in 2022?
It was already in the works. It just hadn't been put in place yet. The monitoring system was completed just before this. However, it was not tied into any system yet to give us the alerts. It was a new system back then that just hadn't got to completion when that one hit.
How do you think this will help both residents and first responders if there is continued flash flooding there?
Well, it very well could save people's lives. We've lost people in past flooding, you know, and this just gives us the ability to tell them. Because when the first warning hits, we usually have about 40 minutes before the actual flood water gets to the area. So in that 40 minutes, it enables us to get out the alert right away so that people are notified and they're able to evacuate prior to their houses flooding or flooding happening in their area. And like I said, it's geocached, so they're able to know where the flooding is happening at.
That's University City Fire Chief Bill Henson.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.